Well, hi there. Welcome to episode 361 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, and we're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one's the Old Testament, track two's the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read, and I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today is an Old Testament day, and when I signed off yesterday, I said we'd be completing 2 Samuel today. Turns out I was wrong about that. If I'm going to try to keep the episode in the 10-minute range, we just don't have the time to read the last three chapters. So today we're doing only one chapter, chapter 22. David has a song of praise and worship to the Lord in this chapter. Don't worry, I'm not going to be singing on the show today. Even if we did have the tune, I wouldn't subject you to such a fate. So, let's begin. 2 Samuel chapter 22. David sang a song to the Lord after the Lord had rescued him from his enemies, especially Saul. These are the words to David's song. Our Lord and our God, you are my mighty rock, my fortress, my protector. You are the rock where I am safe. You are my shield, my powerful weapon, and my place of shelter. You rescue me and keep me safe from violence. I praise you, our Lord. I prayed to you, and you rescued me from my enemies. Death, like ocean waves, surrounded me, and I was almost swallowed by its flooding waters. Ropes from the world of the dead had coiled around me, and death had set a trap in my path. I was in terrible trouble when I called out to you, but from your temple you heard me and answered my prayer. Earth shook and shivered. The columns supporting the sky rocked back and forth. You were angry and breathed out smoke. Scorching heat and fiery flames spewed from your mouth. You opened the heavens like curtains, and you came down with storm clouds under your feet. You rode on the backs of flying creatures. You appeared with the wind as wings. Darkness was your tent. Thunderclouds filled the sky, hiding you from sight. Fiery coals lit up the sky in front of you. Lord Most High, your voice thundered from the heavens. You scattered your enemies with arrows of lightning. You roared at the sea, and its deepest channels could be seen. You snorted, and the earth shook to its foundations. You reached down from heaven, and you lifted me from deep in the ocean. You rescued me from enemies who were hateful and too powerful for me. On the day disaster struck, they came and attacked me, but you defended me. When I was fenced in, you freed me and rescued me because you love me. You are good to me, Lord, because I do right, and you reward me because I am innocent. I do what you want and never turn to do evil. I keep your laws in mind and never turn away from your teachings. I obey you completely and guard against sin. You have been good to me because I do right. You have rewarded me for being innocent by your standards. You are always loyal to your loyal people, and you are faithful to the faithful. With all who are sincere, you are sincere, but you treat the unfaithful as their deeds deserve. You rescue the humble, but you look for ways to put down the proud. Our Lord and God, you are my lamp. You turn darkness to light. You help me defeat armies and capture cities. Your way is perfect, Lord, and your word is correct. You are a shield for those who run to you for help. You alone are God. Only you are a mighty rock. You are my strong fortress, and you set me free. You make my feet run as fast as those of a deer, and you help me stand on the mountains. You teach my hands to fight and my arms to use a bow of bronze. You alone are my shield, and by coming to help me, you have made me famous. You clear the way for me, and now I won't stumble. I kept chasing my enemies until I caught them and destroyed them. I destroyed them. I stuck my sword through my enemies, and they were crushed under my feet. You helped me win victories and forced my attackers to fall victim to me. You made my enemies run, and I killed them. They cried out for help, but no one saved them. They called out to you, but there was no answer. I ground them to dust, and I squashed them like mud in the streets. You rescued me from my stubborn people and made me the leader of foreign nations who are now my slaves. They obey and come crawling. They have lost all courage, and from their fortresses they come trembling. You are the living Lord. I will praise you. You are a mighty rock. I will honor you for keeping me safe. You took revenge for me, and you put nations in my power. You protected me from violent enemies, and you made me much greater than all of them. I will praise you, Lord, and I will honor you among the nations. You give glorious victories to your chosen king. Your faithful love for David and for his descendants will never end. May God bless the reading of His Word. What a wonderful song of praise to the God David served his entire life. As he wrote this, he included the highs and the lows, how God delivered him from his enemies and how he was blessed. He gave praise for who God is and how incomparable he is. He acknowledged that God was his source of everything. Did any particular part stand out to you? Probably so. The section from verses 21 to 25 certainly stood out to me. Let me read it to you again. You are good to me, Lord, because I do right, and you reward me because I am innocent. I do what you want and never turn to do evil. I keep your laws in mind and never turn away from your teachings. I obey you completely and guard against sin. You have been good to me because I do right. You have rewarded me for being innocent by your standards. Now wait a minute. We know that David was not blameless, right? David was an adulterer, a schemer, a murderer. How could he say he was innocent? I'll tell you how. Because God had forgiven him. When God forgives, he forgets. He no longer holds it against you. It is as if it never happened. David had put his faith in God, and he trusted God's mercy, and he was called the friend of God. So what does that mean for us? Well, it means that when we remember our sins, it's only in our memory, not God's, if we are in Christ. If you have confessed your sins to God, and if you have trusted Jesus as your Savior, you can join David in this song and say, "You reward me because I am innocent." My friend, I can guarantee that that is the best news you will hear all day. What do you think? If you'd like to comment or leave a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 361.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at _SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we're on track 2 and we will begin the book of 1 Peter. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.